This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get to our NFL whip around.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, well, no longer waiting on a long-term contract, at least not yet. Dak Prescott has agreed to sign his franchise tag with the Dallas Cowboys. The tag will be worth $31.4 mil. They have until July 15th to come to an agreement on an extension or a new contract. Prescott's second tag could get to almost $38 million next season if they can't reach a deal. And he doesn't prove enough this year. I think it's officially $37.7 mil. But Dak Prescott signing the franchise tag, which means he will be at training camp.
If they end up going back-to-back tags, because this one's a tender, right? This is the franchise tender, I believe, is what this one is labeled, if I'm not mistaken. And then if they go back-to-back tags after that, though, I've read that the second tag, he could make $54 million.
The tag tender, yeah.
Yeah, the tag tender. Yeah.
So, by the way, you can skip mini or training camp. Le'Veon Bell did that.
Yes. So. And that was, I mean, somebody was pointing out, he's kind of in a unique spot because everybody thought, well, aren't you giving up leverage here? But he, there's nothing going on right now. Like, if you had a normal NFL calendar, he might be boycotting some of the stuff, not showing up, not signing, waiting till the last moment. But what, are you going to, like, skip out on Zoom calls with your offensive coordinator? It's kind of hard. He's in a unique situation. I still think this is going to end up just fine for Dak Prescott. We don't often see quarterbacks get franchise tagged. I mean, the last one that had to do it twice was Kirk Cousins, and he ended up getting a $90-plus million guaranteed deal. He's won one playoff game and just got a contract extension for more money. So whether it's with Dallas or somebody else, he's going to end up being fine. He's going to rack up a ton of money because even if he comes out and struggles next year, his stock isn't going to fall. Teams are so desperate for quarterbacks. Either Dallas or somebody else is going to be willing to pay him on the open market. I just still question what is Dallas trying to do. And if I were them, you got some other guys, you know, kind of inked to long-term deals. Do you think he's your franchise guy or not? And if you do, get a contract done so you know what your financial situation is for the next couple of years. Because you have to pay him a ton of money this year. If you tag him next year, you're going to pay him a ton of money that year. Like, you're going to have to pay him. He's not on this cheap, you know, inexpensive contract anymore. Get something done. But that was at least a big step for Cowboy fans, knowing he will be their quarterback next year.
Eagles tight end Dallas. How do you say this kid's last
name? Goddard?
Goddard. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I knew who he was, but I forgot how they said his last name. Dallas Goedert was sucker punched in a South Dakota bar. Goedert was at a bar called the Zoo Bar when it happened, and the suspect was arrested on simple assault charges.
Did you see the video?
I didn't want to watch it. He sucker punched him, so, and he sent an NFL player to the hospital. I'd imagine it's pretty bad.
It's bad. Now, I haven't read up on what exactly, or if anybody knows what exactly led to it.
I don't believe we have any details on the backstory, if there is any, or he just didn't like him.
Yeah, the security camera footage that was released, and it was, I mean, you just picture it. It's as bad as you could imagine. He's a huge dude, big NFL player. A guy comes sprinting out of nowhere, hits him in the side of the head, and he goes down, and he's out cold.
Didn't he go to South Dakota?
Yeah, I think he's from there.
He lives there.
Could this maybe be a case of coming back to the hometown, and some guy at the bar is, oh, you think you're better than us, huh? Big-time NFL player, and getting in his face.
Well, that happens from time to time, yeah. Let me just state, if I ever wanted to sucker punch a tight end, it would do nothing. If I walked up to a Cam Cleland and said, I don't like this guy, I'm going to punch him, I would punch him, and then he would just look at me and go, did you just hit me?
Yeah, you'd have that, like,
I'd have to use a chair or something. I don't know how this.
This is a bad mistake.
This dude just laying out an NFL tight end. Jeez Louise, man.
He got a running start for that sucker punch.
Yeah, I just watched the video, and he knocked him out cold.
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital. Yeah.
Is there any bigger, like, bitch move than sucker punching somebody?
No, that's spitting in somebody's face.
I might put sucker punching ahead of that because it causes more harm.
Ooh, you should do a poll question
on
this. What's, how do we want to phrase this?
what's the bigger B move?
What makes you a bigger bitch? Sucker punching or spitting?
Okay.
It's probably sucker punching because you could severely injure somebody, where spitting is just disrespectful in a different
way. Yeah, the spitting is more of an emotional damage. Like, how dare you do that to me?
Right.
That causes the outrage. But sucker punching somebody can be extremely dangerous.
Do you guys remember when New York got spit on in Flavor of Love? That was
huge
story.
Yeah, she hocked a loogie right in her face.
What was that white girl's name?
I still think about it to this day.
Every day, man.
I thought she was so... Ugh. And she spit in New York's face.
The white chick that
spit? Yeah, what was her name? She was one of the finalists. That ended up getting her bounced from the show, though.
The contestants on Rock of Love would never do that, okay?
Would never do that.
What about Love with Tila Tequila? What about those bros?
Pumpkin.
Yes. Pumpkin. Yes.
Apparently there was a New York and Pumpkin reunion.
Oh, God.
I'm rewatching it now.
Ended up in a fight, didn't
it? He used to wear his big robe and have a crown on his head.
Dude, I was all in on the Flavor of Love. Full disclosure, I used to watch that show all the time.
Would you have with New York?
What?
I love New York. Oh, would you with New York?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She always made the ladies perk up, and I was always like, what's going on there? I'm in. You're crazy, but I'm in. Brett Favre, interviewed by TMZ recently, was asked about the NFL bringing back Colin Kaepernick. And Favre was asked if he thought Cap had reached Jackie Robinson-type stature. He said, quote, I can think of, right off the top of my head, Pat Tillman's another guy who did something similar, and we regard him as a hero. So I'd assume that hero status will be stamped with Kaepernick as well, end quote. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this quote will not sit well with the super woke or the folks of Mississippi.
I hate comparing anything to anything because those are all three extremely different analogies.
They're such different circumstances.
They're all brave for what they had to do, and I'm not going to compare one to the other.
I know. Brett Favre likes to dabble into the hot takes.
Yeah, he's had an interesting run here recently.
Somebody get him a radio show. I mean, he's got a great stack of opinions to give off on players. Coming up next, Wow was way smarter than Peyton Manning.
He also got all the welfare money from Mississippi. Remember that? And he had to pay that back. That happened a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I do remember that. Devin McCourty was on Double Coverage podcast and was asked about the NFL going forward during COVID and how he feels about the whole thing. He said, quote, I think everybody's nervous because the norm is that we just got to work. We put in a lot of work. We bond together. We lift. We're in close quarters. And it feels like that's all being taken away from us. So I don't know how to react. I don't know what it's going to be. I love how a lot of players' attention has been on what's going on outside of football. And I think we'll continue to do that. But figuring out football, to me, seems to be the hardest thing right now. We hope, but I don't know if we'll figure it out, honestly. End quote.
Yeah, they're still trying to roll out new protocols. I think the latest one today was each team has to submit to the NFL like a hierarchy of access, essentially, of people that need to be there every day all the way on down, you know, like from the head coach to like a ball boy kind of thing. And everybody has different tiers of how often they're allowed to be in the facilities. Positive tests are going to happen. We know that. They're continuing to creep up. And some teams have been really affected by it. Others, you know, not so much. The good news for the NFL, at least, is you're still a month away, a couple of weeks away at least, so you got a little bit more time on your side, but we're getting close to the finish line for them, and it's just going to be unique, I think, for every team this year, if there ends up being a season, how they're able to navigate not having a full mini camp, not being able to implement a new offense if you have a new head coach or a new coordinator, who is taking their offseason workout seriously. We've talked a lot about that with the NBA, which kind of guys are going to be in shape, and you think, especially for me, is the new head coaches and the rookie quarterbacks, I think, are going to have the toughest time of just not having this similar runway that you usually do to get things started and get your career underway. New head coaches and new quarterbacks are going to have a tough go.
Poll questions up. What makes you a bigger bitch, spitting on someone or sucker punching them right now? Early start, spitting on someone is at 64%, sucker punching at 36%. But that was just a 70-odd percent difference. And it's already making its way. So maybe sucker punching will win that one. You can vote on Twitter at Dirt and Sprague.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.